Bible today, Psalms 23. And how many knows the first five letters of Psalms 23? The first five letters. The Lord is my shepherd. Who's shepherd? Who's shepherd?
Mine.
He's mine. And he's yours too. I'd like to talk to you tonight a little bit about a shepherd. The good shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. And I'd like for you to, just to think about it for just a moment. My shepherd. What is a shepherd? What is a shepherd? Well, a shepherd is someone that takes care of sheep, that he watches over them and he cares for them. The shepherd is very early in the morning. He gets up and leaves the sheep, barn or wherever it's at, and he takes them out into the green pastures, and he makes sure that they have plenty of food to eat and plenty of running water, or he takes them to the well that's been dug, and he gives them pure water. Because, you know, the sheep is one of the dumbest animals there is. Are we all not like sheep? You think about it for a moment. The sheep, the only thing I know is dumber than a sheep is a turkey. A turkey will stand and look up in the sky when it's raining to see what's coming on him, and he'll drown himself. Now, that ain't dumb. I don't know what it is. But the sheep is dumb because they have to be led. They have to be. And, you know, if they don't take them to the pure water, the clear water, that a sheep will drink out of anything, stagnant water, and he'll get infection in his stomach. But the shepherd now, the shepherd is responsible for all this. The shepherd, when he takes them out in the morning, he doesn't drive them. He leads them. He walks in front of the sheep. And the Bible says, and the shepherd knows his sheep, and they know him by name. So he can speak, and the sheep will follow him. Now, it's amazing because they can be several groups of sheep in an area feeding, and that one shepherd can leave and start calling his sheep by name, and they will follow him. They won't follow the other sheep. They'll follow their shepherd. Now, isn't that amazing? Isn't that something like we're supposed to do with Christ? But he says, the Lord is my shepherd. And I'd like to share with you tonight a few things about the Lord is my shepherd. First of all, the reading, the preaching, and the memory, the hearing read of this great psalm is like the song, Amazing Grace. It has been used under all circumstance and never comes close to being exhausted. The Lord is and has been and always be. Praise the Lord. He's always and always will be our shepherd. Now, the Bible says the shepherd loves his sheep. For God so loved the world that he did what? He gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. That's love. And that's the love that a shepherd has for his sheep. And so who is our shepherd? The Lord Jesus Christ. We are to follow him. Excuse me. We're to follow him just like the sheep does the shepherd. And you know, he promised us that he will meet all of our needs if we'll only follow him and do the things that he would have us to do. I think that fly that Steve was at was after Steve's son. He just said, wanted a drink of water? No, let him walk down. The Lord is my shepherd. And we think about it in just a moment. He is the supernatural shepherd. Number one, he is the supernatural shepherd, according to John chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever comes to me before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. See, we're only supposed to be listening to one voice, and that's our shepherd. We're to follow him wherever he leads. So this is the thing with him. He's the great. He is the scriptural shepherd, according to John chapter 10, verse 7 and 8. He's eternal in person in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and 3. I'm supposed to read this. Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. God, who at sundry times and in divers manners spake in times past unto the fathers by the prophet, hath in the last days spoken unto us by his Son, whom he hath appointed heirs of all things, by whom also he made the world, who, being in the brightness of his glory, and the express image of the person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. So we find here that he is the supernatural, he is the scriptural shepherd, he is eternal in his person, and he's essential in part, according to Acts chapter 4, at verse 12. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Neither is there salvation in any others, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He's eternal in his nature. So you see, he's eternal in his person. He's essential in part, according to Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Is everything in provision. He's everything that we need. And he said, I will supply all your needs according to what? My riches in glory through Christ Jesus. So you see, he's got everything. And he promised us that he would supply our needs. But well, there's one catch to that, is that we've got to follow the shepherd. Because if we don't follow the shepherd, it can lead into trouble. You know, like I said a while ago, a sheep will drink out of anything. He will drink muddy water. He will drink unpurified water. And it will cause parasites to get inside of him, and it will kill him. And the reason the shepherd has to be so close to the sheep, and they follow him, and they know his voice, and they follow him, is because, like I said, they're a dumb animal. They can fall over and can't get up. I mean, you know, that's just like, that's why the shepherd is there, to lift them up. Now, who lifts us up when we fall? The great shepherd. So you see, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. See, the shepherd takes care of his sheep. He makes sure they eat right. He makes sure, and there's one thing about it, like I said, the sheep knows his voice, and they follow him, and they won't follow anyone else. And so that's a lesson for us, that we should hear, when we hear God's voice, we're to follow him and not the world. And to see what the Lord will do for us. He is the satisfying shepherd. He not only is he the scriptural shepherd, but he's the satisfying shepherd. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 20. We see, now the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Oh, I'll tell you. How many times have you read the 23rd Psalm and you just passed over that and really never thought of it? That's a very personal beginning of it. The Lord is my shepherd. And as sheep, we're supposed to know his voice and we're to follow him. So he is as a satisfying shepherd. He satisfies the shepherd in our commander. We are satisfied with the shepherd as our commander. We are satisfied with the sheep as our company. See, we're all sheep. And we're in the company. And we're satisfied. Listen, I had rather be with a group of Christians than I had with anybody in the world. I mean, I'm talking about fellow believers in Christ, our brothers and sisters in Christ. I mean, we're to follow the one leader, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ. The shepherd, the sheep follows the shepherd, not the shepherd follows the sheep. And because when a shepherd, when a sheep leaves the shepherd and he goes his own way, he gets in trouble. So you see, he's the satisfying shepherd. He satisfies every need that we have. He promised that he'd take care of us. He is the suitable shepherd in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 4. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 4. And when the chief shepherd shall appear, you shall receive a crown of glory that fadeth not away. This chief shepherd will appear, and he'll give us a crown of glory. I want to tell you something. The more I read this and the more I studied this message, that, hey, Lord, come on. You know, all of the things that he's got in store for us, just like the shepherd takes care of his sheep. He makes sure that they have the green grass. He makes sure that they have the pure water to drink. He makes sure that they're in at night. They're in the fold at night. He takes care of. And you know something else the shepherd will do? He will lay down his life for his sheep. You know, when he brings them in the sheepfold, and it's usually a round building or a round thing that he put them in to keep them safe. And you know what the shepherd does? He goes out drinking. No, you know what he does? He lays down in front of the door to protect his sheep, to keep them from straying, keeping them from going away, and something else, to keep the wolves and the wild beasts away from his sheep. He's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Isn't that true love? Now, think about it for just a moment. Our shepherd did what? Did he lay down his life for his sheep? Oh, I'm telling you, this is exciting. You may not like this, but I love it. I'm loving it. It is something else. He is the suitable shepherd because of his mercy and his goodness, because of his meekness and his greatness, because of his might and his glory. And you know, one day, my friends, think about this for a moment. Just one day, it could be now, it could be tomorrow, it could be any time, that we'd be standing before the great shepherd. And we'll get to see all the glory. And you know, I think about the first thing I want to do is to thank him for saving my soul. Thank him for dying on the cross for my sin. He was willing to lay down his life for me. For God so loved the world. I changed that world and put, for God so loved James Smith. As they say on our computer at work, James Smith. So, but anyway, that's me. And he is the suitable shepherd. He is the sufficient shepherd. And we find that in Psalms 23, verses 2 and 3. Psalms 23, verse 2 and 3. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his namesake. You notice there? He leads. He leads. He leads us in the path of righteousness for his namesake. What are we called? A lot of people call us hypocrites and a bunch of idiots and all this other stuff. But what does Jesus call us? He calls us his followers. He calls us his dear children. For God so loved the world, he gave. And we are to give our lives to him. We're to follow him. So he is the sufficient shepherd in Psalms 23, verse 2 and 3. Finishing shepherds are restless. The famished sheep are restless and searching. So that's why he leads them into the green pastures. Because like I said, when a sheep gets hungry, he goes anywhere and eats anything. And that's the way we do. When we get our eyes off of the shepherd, the great shepherd, when we get our eyes off of him, we go and we swallow anything. And that's why you got to be careful about your TV evangelists. You got to be careful about the books you read. You got to be careful about many things out there, because the devil is deceitful and he's trying his best to steal our testimony. Now, he knows he can't get us, but he can get our testimony. And we need to follow Jesus and see all of the things he does. The great shepherd, because of his mercy and his goodness, because of his meekness and his greatness, because of his might and his glory. He is the sufficient shepherd. Famished sheep are restless and searching. Fat and full sheep are restful and sleepy. What happens when you get full of eating? Get just a little bit sleepy, don't we? And so this is why he said he keeps us full. If we feed on the Word of God, my friends, we're going to stay full. If we feed on the Word of God, we're going to stay full, and we'll be willing to follow the shepherd. No matter where he leads us, we will follow him. So you see, he is the sufficient shepherd. And then the fifth thing is, he's the sacrifice of the shepherd. John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. Okay, I got to read that. My notes are very short and skimpy. John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Verse 11. I am the what? The good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for his sheep. Who died on the cross for us? Our shepherd. So we're supposed to follow him. And he gives us all the good things that we need if we follow him. Philippians 4:13. My God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory. How? Through Christ Jesus, our Lord. Oh, my, I'll tell you, I don't know about you, but this has been such a blessing to me. Just reading these, just the points of this message that I've been reading, it's thrilled me so much to know that he's like that. He's the sufficient shepherd, according to Psalms 23, verse 2 and 3. Famished sheep are restless and searching. Fat and full sheep are restful and sleepy. Frightened sheep will find refuge near the shepherd. So when we really get afraid of what's going on in the world, let's go to the shepherd. And he's there, ready, willing, and able to give us comfort and to give us rest. Like I said, the shepherd protects his sheep. The shepherd makes sure his sheep's needs are met. And he's always watching them. And the sheep knows his voice, and when he speaks, they follow him. Now, God speaks to us. He speaks to us in the Psalms, and he speaks to us especially through the Word of God. And if we don't read the Word of God, how is he going to speak to us? If we don't study the Word of God, how is he going to speak to us? I want to tell you something. I definitely don't want to be walking down the road one day and hear somebody, "Hey, James," and there's nobody around. There'll be nobody around if that happens, because I'm going to be gone. So you see, he speaks to us through his word. The Bible says his word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. It shows us where to go, how to go, and when to go. So the Lord is my shepherd. He is the sufficient shepherd. He's the sacrifice of the shepherd. The good shepherd dies for his sheep. The good shepherd is devoted to his sheep. The good shepherd delights with his sheep. Now, the next thing, the sixth thing, is the salvation by the shepherd. John chapter 28, verse 29. The great shepherd forgives his sheep. Aren't you so glad of that today? Aren't you so glad that he forgives us? Just like a shepherd, when his sheep goes astray, you know what? He doesn't go out there and say, "Get back in there." You know what he does? He reaches down and he picks them up and he carries them back to the fold. Now, I tell you, I'd much rather walk voluntarily as to have God to carry me back to the fold. So you see, the shepherd, the salvation of the shepherd, he's the great shepherd. The great shepherd feeds his sheep. The great shepherd fellowships with his sheep. Do you ever think about that? My friends, we have a God that we can fellowship with. We have a God that we can talk to. We have a God that talks to us. When we read his word, he speaks to us through his word. I don't know about you, but I'm kind of glad to be a sheep. I don't want to be a stinking goat. Because you know what he's going to say to the goats? "Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity. I never knew you." So I'm glad I'm not a goat. I'm glad I'm saved by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm glad that he loves me so much that I'm going to stay with the shepherd. The shepherd loves his sheep. They follow him. They're obedient to him. They listen for his voice as he speaks to them. And I'm not sure, but I believe that the shepherd calls them by name. He's got them named. And I want to tell you, what does the Bible tell us in the book of Revelation? We have a new name written down in glory. We got a name, and Jesus knows it. The great shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. He's my shepherd. I've read this chapter so many times, and I memorized it, and you know, and I never really noticed that what it's saying until Phyllis's funeral. When the pastor read that, I'm sitting there and it just dawned on me, dummy. The Lord is my shepherd. He's mine. And he takes care of it. Like I said, many on all these points here, that the shepherd takes care of his sheep. The shepherd loves his sheep. And I believe with all my heart, the shepherd names his sheep. He doesn't have too many that he can't watch over and he can't take care of. He has just the right amount. And he knows each and every one of them. And I believe he calls them by name. One of these days, Jesus is going to say, "James, come up here." Or the new name that I got in heaven, he'll call me and I'll know that name when he calls me. The Lord is my shepherd. This verse has been quoted many, many times. It's been read at funerals. It's been read at weddings, most likely. It's been read at a lot of places. But until it speaks to you like it has to me, it doesn't really mean that much. The Lord is my shepherd. And the rest of it, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He restoreth my soul. Hallelujah. What a Savior that we have. And not only that, He's mine. He's mine. The Lord is my shepherd. Like I said, when a shepherd, when one of his sheep goes astray, he doesn't go out and beat it and bang it and kick it around. He picks it up and carries it back to the fold. And he's always around when the sheep falls over. And if they fall over on their side, they can't get back up. I don't know about you, but the other night on Facebook, I saw a picture of this sheep that had been in a cave for a year or two. Holy cow, it looked like a Brillo pad. It was about this big around. And you couldn't see his eyes, you couldn't see his ear. Boy, you talk about a couple of Persian rugs, that'll make them. Wool rugs, man, that fellow was... You'd have to have a chainsaw to shear him. But you see, the shepherd takes care of his sheep. Jesus will take care of us. The Lord is what? My shepherd. Let's bow our heads. Our Father, we're so thankful tonight for the Lord Jesus. Lord, we're so thankful tonight that you are our shepherd. Lord, you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. You said you'd be with us always, even unto the ends. So, Father, we pray tonight that your will be done, that you speak to our hearts, and Lord, and give each and every one of us the calm assurance, knowing that you are our shepherd. And so, Father, we pray now as we go our separate ways tonight, we'll leave rejoicing and telling others about the great shepherd. So, Father, we pray now that your will be done. Speak to our hearts. And Lord, we'll thank you and praise you for all that you do. In Christ's name, amen. Thank you all very much.